Welcome to the UniConnect podcast. We're here to keep you connected to all things university. Welcome to this week's episode, and this episode we're focusing on engineering. Engineering is predominantly a science or maths based course that you could study at university. But there's lots of different variants and lots of different options that you could study. Charlotte, are you able to give us an overview of a few?
Hi Claire. Yes, I'm not an expert in engineering by any means, which is why we're going to be chatting with Dr. Bipro Juby from Sheffield Hallam University later on. There are lots of courses, lots of different forms of engineering though. You can study chemical engineering, civil engineering, structural, mechanical, electrical, aerospace engineering, so many different forms of engineering. So for those of you who are interested in studying in this field, I would suggest you take a really good in-depth look into all of the courses, all of the specialisms available. You can use the UCAS website to help you do that, and you can get a really good idea of what path each form of engineering is going to take you down.
Absolutely, and there's lots of different entry routes into engineering as well, which is definitely worth exploring on UCAS, making sure that you are aware of the entry requirements. Quite a lot of the engineering courses require you to have some sort of qualification or further qualification in maths. So it might be your advanced maths, which I know at the college that we work at, we offer alongside our vocational course. But sometimes they do require you to have an A-level in maths. So make sure you're exploring that. And also exploring what kind of skill set you need. So using the National Career Service or UCAS again, and just exploring what skills are a match to this profession, because there is a lot of problem solving, creativity, interpersonal skills that are needed alongside studying an engineering course at higher education level. So over to you, Charlotte. I know you've got a guest who's going to be able to give some more information on this area.
Thanks, Claire. Yes, stay tuned next to listen to my interview with Dr. Bipro Juby from Sheffield Hallam University. He's a professor in food and chemical engineering, so we'll have lots of really in-depth, great information about what it's like to study engineering, the different paths that you can go down, and also a few hints and tips on getting your UCAS application filled out for these types of courses. Hello, and thank you to everyone who's joined us today. Sheffield Hallam offer lots of different engineering courses, from aerospace and automotive engineering to chemical and electrical engineering, and many more. Shall we start off, Dr. Juby, by discussing what your favourite type of engineering is and what you yourself have studied, please?
My favourite engineering was process engineering. Therefore, I studied BEng in chemical engineering and then MSc in chemical engineering as well. And then I also did my PhD in food process engineering.
Great, thank you for that. So I've already mentioned that Sheffield Hallam obviously have a large engineering faculty. You offer a lot of different engineering courses. Can you just talk us through everything that you do offer?
At Sheffield Hallam University, you can study many interesting engineering courses such as chemical engineering, mechanical engineering, aerospace engineering, automotive engineering, electrical and electronic engineering, computer science and software engineering.
Thank you. So that's a lot of different forms of engineering there. And going back to what myself and Claire were discussing at the beginning, I really do recommend that anyone listening to this podcast today who's interested in going into engineering really does have a thorough research into the different avenues and paths that you can take. So it's important to gain an understanding of what it's like to work in that sector and to gain work experience through any kind of degree. But particularly with engineering, it's really important that you do get to experience what it's like to work in the industry and put what you're learning into practice. So can you talk us through a little bit of, you know, what your courses look like and why you think working in the industry as part of your degree is so important?
Department of Engineering and Maths at Sheffield Hallam University has a very good partnership with industry. Most of our engineering courses have option to get a 1 year industrial placement. For BEng, it's after second year, and for MEng, after third year. It is an excellent opportunity for students to work in an industrial environment, face real-life problems, learn project management skills, as well as implement their own theoretical knowledge into practice.
Yes, it really is a brilliant opportunity getting to take part in a worker in industry placement as part of your degree. So I definitely recommend everyone makes the most of that if they can. In terms of actually applying for an engineering course, obviously we all have to apply through UCAS, go through the usual channels of writing a personal statement, potentially having an interview. Do you expect to see any prior experience, or is there anything else you expect to see on the application form?
You don't need any prior experience in engineering, but you have to have a good background in physics and maths at A level. And for chemical engineering, it is an advantage to have prior knowledge of chemistry.
Great, thank you. So as you mentioned, you will need to have studied maths to a certain level, whether that be in your A levels or whether that be as part of your BTEC. Normally have quite high grades for maths and science in GCSE as well, and you might ask for science to be studied at a higher level too. So really, I just recommend that anyone listening today who's interested in applying does look at the entry requirements of the specific courses they're interested in. Each university will have slightly different entry requirements. So again, just do your research and then you can be prepared and know what the university is asking for in advance. Do you have any tips for how you can stand out on your UCAS application?
Most importantly, you need to plan ahead of the UCAS application. Do some research on the university regarding their teaching quality, student support, course accreditation, and employability support. Look for your favorite engineering course, course structure, and employability opportunity in UK job market.
Yes, so I think if there's one thing we can take from this episode, it is just do your research and plan. If you have a clear idea of what you want to study and the path that you want to go down, and you can discuss this in your application and make it clear that you've done your research into that type of engineering and the path it's going to take you down, then that is really going to help you with your application and with standing out amongst other applicants. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Juby. We really appreciate you joining us and all of the really in-depth subject-based knowledge that you have. One last question, what types of careers can you go into with an engineering degree?
You will learn subject-specific core engineering knowledge, of course, but you will gather a wide range of practical knowledge, project management skills, professional skills, communication skills, industrial experience, and also sustainability perspective, which will eventually give you a wide range of job opportunity in industry, academic, service sector, consultancy, journalism, or even in banking sector.
That's brilliant, thank you. Yes, lots of transferable skills from a degree in engineering. I like that you mentioned project management. I wouldn't have thought of that straight away, but absolutely. Loads of skills that you're going to be able to take into any workplace setting. And that's why, you know, for anyone listening today who's interested in studying engineering, it's great to have a long-term plan. It's great to have career goals, and maybe you want to actually go and work in the engineering sector, which is brilliant. But you can also just study a degree in engineering out of a love for the subject and a real interest in the subject as well. So thank you, Dr. Ripro Juby, for joining us again today. And listen up next for our top tips from this episode. So my top tip for today's episode is to make sure you've done your research. If you're clear and confident on the type of engineering that you've picked, then that's firstly going to help you to stand out in your application, but it's also going to mean that you've picked the right type of engineering to lead you down the right career path that you have in mind. It's also really important to prepare and plan ahead. Make sure you look at the different degrees available to you and make sure that you understand their entry requirements, because normally they will expect you to have a high grade in maths and quite often a high grade in science.
That's it for this episode, but keep connected in the meantime and follow us on our Instagram account at @LCCUniConnect. And we look forward to you tuning in next time. Bye!